SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Araw ng Sabado, 23 ng Pebrero, taong 2019. Claudette Centeno, kalikso po inyong kasama sa ngalan ni Annalyn Violata. At syempre, maraming salamat kay Ronald sa paghati ng mga balita mula sa Sydney. At syempre, happy weekend po sa lahat ng ating mga suking tagapakinig sa SBS Filipino. Isang oras naman po ng talakayan ating hatid sa inyo. Tampok ang ating, sa ating mga ulat ay ang tungkol sa youth justice system ng Australia. Paano ba ito tumatakbo sa bansa? Ating tatalakayin. At abangan din ang ating panayam kasama ang mga nagagandang kandidata ng Miss Teen Globe International at Mutiana Pilipinas 2019 sa kanilang pagbabahagi kung bakit ba sila nag-interes o nagka-interes sa mga beauty pageant. At syempre, para lalo pang pasayahin ang ating umaga ngayon, ay makakasama din natin ang isang maganda at syempre talented na bituin, Charlene Sotelo. Magandang umaga si Charlene.
Good morning, Claudette, and good morning to all our listeners out there.
Ayan, maraming salamat sa pagbisita sa SBS Filipino.
No worries. My pleasure.
Ayan. Ano mo pinagkakabalan mo ngayon, Charlene?
Just busy at work and our business because I'm into organic skincare right now and I've got few upcoming gigs. In fact, I've got a gig tonight. I'm hosting with CJ at Langham Hotel for the Ilocano Association Dinner Dance Thing.
Yeah, ayan, very, very busy ang yung schedule. How do you juggle all of them?
Oh, it's just time management, I think, because I work full-time Monday to Friday during the day. So most of the clients that I see them at night and then singing, wise weekends. And then on Sunday, I'm a worship woman.
Wow!
Yes.
Naku! Mamaya po mas kilalanin pa natin si Charlene at syempre po napaka-aktibo din niya sa mga kaganapan sa komunidad ng Pilipino po dito sa Melbourne. Nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at ang ating oras po ay 10:19 ng umaga. At syempre, kasama pa rin natin ang magandang si Charlene. Charlene, okay ka lang ba dyan?
Yes, I'm good.
And Charlene, pag weekend ba, ano ba usually yung iyong routine?
Sometimes kung may mga gigs, that's yun, Saturday. Pero most likely on a Saturday, that's when you catch up to your household. Kasi if you work Monday to Friday, di ba? Ayun. So, and then on weekends, of course, the church and family day, most likely.
So full-time working as a nurse,
yes.
And then you have events,
yeah.
Wow, and then meron kang household chores, and then family time.
Yeah, and then...
My love life.
Confidential.
Wow! Ganun.
Confidential Uh-oh. Talaga.
Hindi pa pwedeng isabihin. Ganun. Sikreto
hindi
muna.
Hindi naman. Parang I'm enjoying my life at the moment. So it's kind of like too many things to do. And I see most likely clients during the week as well after work. So busy with our organic skincare talaga. It's going full blast. And I'm happy for it.
Yeah, that's good. And speaking of kagandahan, kasi hindi naman natin maitatagong maganda ang lahi ninyo, especially you have two sisters as well who are as beautiful as you. Ikaw din ba o yung mga kapatid ay sumubok sumali sa mga beauty pageants?
Actually, wow, as if. Yeah. No, we didn't join beauty pageants kasi we just stick to what we have. Like, we just sing, we play instruments, and that's it. I think that's enough. If you sing and do hosting a lot, beauty pageant will be like the last thing that you want to do.
Mm.
Plus, I think my height is not even pasok.
Oh, really? Meron na mga beauty pageants
short.
Na hindi kailangan
for
ng
mini.
Height. Okay, but you know, here in Australia, marami na talagang mga Filipino-Australians, mga kabataan, young women such as like 14, na sumasali o sumasabak sa mga kompetisyon. At kahit saan man sa mundo, alam natin na nangihibabaw ang mga Pinay. Pagdating
yes.
sa mga beauty pageant,
oh, yes.
diba?
And recently,
yes.
the Miss Universe, Catriona Gray, another
Correct.
Filipina.
Oh.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
If you touch my soul, yes you do. Since I met you, I'm not the same. You bring life to everything I do. Just the way you say hello. With one touch, I can't let go. Never thought I'd fall in love. Because of you, my life has of all the love and the joy you bring. Because of you, I feel no shame. I'll tell the world it's because of you. Sometimes I get lonely, and all I gotta do is think of you. You captured something inside of me. You make all my dreams come true. It's not enough that you love me for me. You reach inside and touch me eternally. I love you best explains how I feel for you. Because of you, my life has changed. Thank you for the love and the joy you bring. Because of you, I feel no shame. I'll tell the world it's because of you. The magic in your eyes, true love I can't deny. When you hold me, I just lose control. I want you to know that I'm never letting go. You mean so much to me. I want the world to see it's because of you. Because of you, my life has changed. Thank you for the love and the joy you bring. Because of you, I feel no shame. I'll tell the world it's because of.
Wow! What a lovely voice! Napakalamig naman ang iyong tinig, Charlene.
Thanks, Claudette.
Wow! Ano yun ah, partida pa yun, ang aga ng show. Pag-usapan natin yung singing career.
Oh yes, okay. Sure.
Paano ka ba nahilig sa pagkanta, Charlene?
Okay, actually, when I first moved here, 2006, right? Before, I attended like parang naging VC ako sa choir. Nag-join ako ng choir.
Ah, okay.
And then that's when I was back in as Catholic before. Meron kasi yung Santo Niño feast, 'di ba? Yeah. So, yun, perform mm-hmm. And then one time may lumapit sa akin si Tita Lisani.
Yeah.
And then like, "Hey, maybe you wanna perform sa mga alam mo yung pag may artistang darating." I think my first appearance is when Billy Crawford came here.
Oh, wow.
And Denise Laurel. Ayan. Sila yung mga talagang unang nagtiwala sa akin. And I joined Philo's Idol were the first season talaga in 2008. And I came first runner-up.
Okay, so dito mo na discover that you had a talent in singing here in Australia.
Yes, kasi back home, I dancing talaga. Like at the age of 5, I started dancing. And all throughout, I've been part of like dancing committee. And then even in college life, I'm part of the official dance troupe of my university. And then, kasi my dad's side is all singers. So, yep. I know I can sing, but I'm more confident in dancing. And then when I moved here, it's really hard because I don't have my own dance group.
Yeah.
So I said maybe, and then you know how parents build you up sometimes. And like yeah. I said, oh, my daughter can sing. Ang galing niyong kumanta, sumayaw, ganyan. Pwede yan sa lahat. Alam mo yun, when parents, like parang head over heels yung talagang praises nila to you. So eh, naniniwala naman yung mga sinasabihan ng mami ko hanggang sa, okay, kanta na. At mm-hmm. syempre, di ba, when your mom said, sing, sing. Mm-hmm. So, yan, sing. Tapos yun, nung ang nasali ako ng Philos Idol first season, I came first, and then yan na, nagsunod-sunod na lahat yung ano. Ang daming nagtiwala sa akin. So, thank you kay CJ, kay Tito Andy Cabrera, Tita Liz Honey, Tito Ed Guevara, sina Tita Lulu. Tita Lulu, like, you know, when the first time napunta dito si Vice, ako lang yung kinuha niyang local artist.
Oh, wow.
As a front act. So, parang super grateful naman ako. At saka, ang dami ko na rin mga nakasamang artista. And maraming salamat talaga sa lahat ng mga producers na they gave me a chance and they believed in me that I can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can sing.
Oh, thank you.
You have worked with Bill Crawford and Denise Laurel and also Vice Ganda.
Yeah, Vice Ganda and I had Lani Misalucha because my mom is part of the... Isa rin siya sa mga nag-produce din eh, producer. So, yan, Lani Misalucha, Martin Rivera. I had a chance to have a duet with Miss Angeline Quinto.
Wow.
And then since then, kasi meron akong manager back then sa Sydney. So, si Kuli Desma nag-visit dito sa Australia. Dun, pero nagkaroon siya ng 3 gigs sa Sydney. Tapos kinuha nila ako as the only Melbourne talent na nag-fly
to
Sydney.
Fly there.
Yeah. And that's how I experienced na most of the artists, they're very humble talaga. And lalo na si Miss Lani. She's very nice. Sir Martin. Sir Gary V. Mm. Ayan. Ang dami. Tapos naka-jam ko na rin ng Ages.
Mm.
Ayan.
So, jamming with all different singers and artists, anong sa tingin mo yung bagay na natutunan mo from them? Apart from, you have mentioned na they're very humble.
Yeah, even though they're very famous, like, they're very down to earth. Like, kasi may mga artists talaga na kapag minsan pag off cam, you will see their real attitude. Mm-hmm. But with them, they're very humble. And then, like, sometimes you try to help them. Like, no, it's okay. I can carry it on my own. Parang ganun. So, parang, ang lagi nilang sinasabi na, whatever you achieved, just keep your feet on the floor. Like, parang be humble, always. Kasi, yeah. Hindi ka tatagal kung hindi ka humble.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And when did you also realize that you can actually host? Because I see you a lot hosting events.
Paano ba to? One time kasi, parang kailangan nila ng late ata yung ano, late yung host. I was performing at that time. So sabi nila, Charlene, can you just host quickly? Like, okay. Also for me, hosting is not... Okay, I'm not gonna say I'm like a professional host or something. I just talk. Mm-hmm. Like, because I love to talk.
Talking,
I love to talk. Like, as you can see on my face, I've got so many moles. So, yung parang for me on the stage, it's like very spontaneous. So, keep talking. And then if they give you the running sheet anyways for the program, just read it. And then if you run out of something to say, just thank the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot because I've worked along with Tito Andy and CJ. Of course, CJ, love na love natin yan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sukiyan din dito sa SBS.
Sukiyan,
And you also recently started your own organic skincare business. Ano naman yung motivation? What pinasok mo din ito?
Actually, it's not my business. Because my mom, she's the queen of businesses. Let's face it. Everyone knows that. And then we met this like business partner na talagang pinakita niya sa amin ng bakit organic skincare. So for me, kasi, you know, whatever is kung anong sikat sa market or like what is matunog is that yan yung binibili natin. But we don't actually look at their ingredients. So parang sabi ko, oh, so ingredients actually plays a big part of what we apply in our body. And it makes sense because our skin is the biggest organ of our body. So whatever we apply, our other organs will... yung parang sasalangin lahat yun, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, parang hindi natin napapansin yun. And then I met Miss O'Harley. Siya yung co-founder at saka formulator ng business, Organic Skincare. And the name of the business is Pure Essentials. Mm-hmm. And it's registered here in Australia now, nung September lang.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, kasi, kunento niya sa akin, para siyang advocacy niya is very strong for organic skincare. Kasi every year, she lost her family members through cancer.
So, skin cancer.
Not just skin cancer, it's like overall cancer.
Okay.
And then she told me, like, oh, you should be careful to what you apply to your body, stay away from any chemicals, and just stick to organic skincare. And then I said, okay. And then yun, dun talaga ako namulat, and then I've watched some video clips about toxic chemicals, yung parang ganun. So parang natakot ako kasi hindi natin alam na itong mga chemicals pala na ina-apply natin sa katawan, yung nakakasira ng liver, ng kidney, ng lungs, okay, nagkukos ng migraine, vision impairment. So sabi ko, okay. So, this advocacy is really good. So, sabi ko, I'm gonna share it. And then I tried it. Kasi, syempre, diba, your mom is a businesswoman. And if she say, I'll give it to you for free. Oh, diba? Tatanggi ka pa ba? So, I tried it. And I really loved it. And then, yun. And the whole family is using it. So, which is good.
So the product is made of organic.
Yeah, organic talaga from organic farming. So it's manufactured and produced in the Philippines, but most of the ingredients is from all over the world, from where organic farming is being held. And kwansha, kosher, certified, halal certified, 100% natural because of the gold, certified organic, cruelty free, at saka vegan. So everything is just plant derived.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
And you are also traveling around the world.
Not around business the world, yeah. Most likely, most of my travels are like business. So.
Business travels.
And actually, I'm going in Dubai again, so March 26th
for the grand opening.
Yes, grand opening sa Dubai office namin lang, Pure Essentials.
But you're also traveling for yourself, right?
No, this is actually my first holiday on my own. Like, I'm going to Korea kasi I've dreamt of going to Korea talaga. I love Korea because of the TV series that I watch.
Sabi mo nga, addict ka, no?
Yes, name it and I'll tell you if I've watched
dalawang
it or not.
Series sa isang
I can finish
linggo.
Two Korean series in 1 week if it's really good. Mm-hmm. I can juggle that in my time.
What sense of fulfillment do you have kapag nakakapanood ka ng mga Korean novellas?
I don't know, I just feel happy sometimes kasi I prefer staying home rather than going out. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, parang na-entertain ako talaga sa mga TV Korean series.
Oh, yes. Yung anong ibig sabihin ng sign up?
Hindi na heart, listeners love.
Natin. Love, yeah.
Yeah, love. Okay.
Anong paborito mong Korean novela?
Madami. Ayong, madami, madami talaga. As in.
So you're going to Korea para ma-experience
so I can
mo
see the places.
Ah,
yes.
The places na shinoot sa mga Korean novela.
So I can see. Parang ang ganda-ganda kasi. Parang sabi ko, I really wanted to go. And then, I'm supposed to be going with my friend pero she won't be able to make it. So I'm bringing my little sister with me.
Ah.
So this is my first time to travel on my own, going to a country that I've never been.
Can you encourage traveling?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's good. Kasi parang that's your reward to yourself, like me time, and it's like going out of your comfort zone and traveling. Looking for new adventures is really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're also active sa church as a worship leader.
Yes,
yung buong family ba ay nagsiserve?
Oh yes, yes. My sister sings too. She's one of the worship leaders, and the other one, the middle one, si Jam. Ano? She plays instrument, and the other one, Jessie. You've seen her around. She performs as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So your family was once Catholic and now born again.
Yes, in 2016 January.
Okay. Yeah. Paano nangyari ito?
I don't know. It just happened. I think I believe, like, if it's really God's time for you to find out or like receive Him, it will really happen because that is something that you cannot force to someone. Eh. And since then, ayun na, everything has just felt so different and I got so hungry to listening more gospel songs rather than the other side of songs. Mm. Yes. Ayun. And then because it came to the point of my career wherein like there's so many singers around already and you started like thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm not really a good singer. Like I never believe on my own ability. And then if people come to me and say, oh, Charlene, you sounded so good, like for me, oh, you're just saying that because you're my friend. So I came to the point wherein I've lost self-esteem. And then I've lost confidence. And then like I just thought that parang I cannot sing. Why am I singing? Like, this is so embarrassing. And then if I go look back on my videos before, like, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. Why am I singing? And then, I don't know, just perfect timing wherein, like, we got shared the good news. And then, yun na. And then, medyo na uplift yung spirit ko. And I started singing at the church. And then, like, you know what? I've just realized na my voice was given by God. So if I need to use it, I'll use it. Who cares about what I think?
Yes.
As long as I sing, that's it. Kasi I'll leave it for the Lord. Yes.
Yeah, kasi minsan din kalaban natin yung sarili natin. We doubt our capabilities or the skills that God has given to us, right?
Yes.
Minsan parang, ay, hindi naman ako magaling, mas magaling siya. Or sometimes we compare ourselves to other people.
Yes, yeah. And then most especially if you hear singers na, oh, ang galing niyang belter, oh, ang galing niya. And then like, oh, and then here comes me. I'm nothing. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Yeah. Pero parang it's human nature.
Self-pity yung ganun eh.
Yeah.
It's a self-pity ka.
Oh, I think it's just human nature. Yeah. Like even though you don't want to compare yourself, at the end of the day, you still compare.
Yes. I think it's very important that we know how to pick ourselves up.
Yeah.
And you know, be strong to think na, I don't want to compare myself.
Yeah.
I'm different. I'm unique. Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you do that? Paano mo naman kinuha ulit yung sarili mo at assured yourself that, you know, I'm unique.
Okay. So back then kasi naging busy na ako sa church and then nakalimutan ko na yung mag-perform. Hindi na ako masyadong nagigigs. Mm-hmm. And then one time I had this concert. I got offered to have a back-to-back concert with Mr. Haji Alejandro. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
Yes. Back-to-back? And so yes, sir, I performed with Vanessa Cox, Sheldon May. Ayan. So and then alam mo yung parang kumanta ka and then people will come, I'm like, oh my gosh, Charlene, na-miss ka namin. So, kailangan ka magko-concert. So, parang nakaka-uplift. So, sabag, oh my gosh, okay, you haven't heard me for a while but you still, you know, compliment me. And then, like, ang dami pa rin nagko-comment. And then, like, even when I post songs, like, gospel songs on my wall, I said, oh, you should do it more. And parang, oh, okay, so people still appreciate me. And then, like, I said, okay, maybe I'll just share my voice again.
Mm-mm. Ayun. So you did accept the back-to-back concert?
Yes, I did.
When did that happen?
November
last year?
Not last year, the year before. And then we had the best of the best concert din. So ang dami ding nangyari pero hindi katulad ng dati na every month meron akong gig or every 2 months. Mm. This one is like 6 months gap, 8 months gap, 12 months gap, ganon.
Yung trust ng mga tao nasa sa'yo, nakikita nila yung talento mo. Yung issue is how you see yourself.
Yeah, and my recent performance is nung nandito si Gary V.
Ang bilis.
Yeah, me and my sister performed and then like it's so good that they sing along with your singing.
Yeah.
And then you see them, they take videos and then when they see on the crowd, it's like, oh, Charlene, can we take photo? Parang nakakabusog ng heart. Nakakabusog ng heart.
You have quite a track record, Charlene, and we're very proud of you, syempre, sa Filipino community. You have upcoming events, right?
Oh yes, I do have an upcoming event actually tonight. Shout out lang sa ating mga Ilocano Association because they're having the Roaring Twenties event for the year. Mm-hmm. So CJ and I will be hosting this at Langham Hotel. Mm-hmm. And then the next one will be on March 8th. So the Rio Brothers of Tacloban will be coming here in Victoria. They are the Beatles of the Philippines.
Wow.
So I was picked as one of the front acts. So sa Friday po yan, March 8th, 2019 sa St. Bernadette Community Center. So doors open at 6 and show starts at 7. $50 lang ang ticket.
Wow, busy.
Hindi naman, sakto lang.
And so, pagbibigyan mo pa kami ng isang kanta, Charlene?
Oh, sure. Sige.
Okay, anong song kakantahin mo?
Oh, I'm singing kasi, have you watched the movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. And then since then, I fell in love with Queen music. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yun, I'm just singing, just sharing a song from Queen.
Okay, here we go. Charlene Sotelo.
Thank you, everyone. Love of my life, you've hurt me. You've broken my heart, and now you leave me. Love of my life, can't you see? Bring it back, don't take it away from me because you don't know what it means to me. Love of my life, don't leave me. You've stolen my love, you now desert me. Love of my life, can't you see? Bring it back, don't take it away from me because you don't know what it means to me. Everything's all by the way. When I grow older, I will be there at your side to remind you how I
I still love you, and I still love you. Bring it back, don't take it away from me, because you don't know what it means to me, love of my life, love of my life. Ooh.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Maraming salamat, Charlene Sotelo, once again for sharing your talent sa Filipino community dito sa Melbourne at sa buong Australia.
Thank you so much, Claudette, for having me here.
Ayan. Babalik ka ba?
Yes, why not?
Ayan. Thank you once again, Charlene Sotelo. At maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig sa SBS Filipino hanggang bukas sa parehong oras po, alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. At sa ngalan po ni Annalyn Violata, ako si Claudette Centeno Calixto nagsasabing dagang salamat and to God be the glory. Thank you, Charlene!
Thank you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.